The Running Prayer by Marianne Monson, based on a true story. Pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart. Moroni, chapter 7, verse 48. Mom, will you make me a hard-boiled egg to take to the park? Nathan asked. Sure, Mom said. Pull out the pan, please. Nathan took a pan out of the cupboard and carefully filled it with water. Mom helped him carry it to the stove, gently placed an egg in the water, and turned on the flame. Nathan loved hard-boiled eggs. Mom set the timer and then hurried to gather the other things they needed for the park. Please put your shoes on, Mom told Nathan and Aria. Nathan helped his little sister tie her laces. We're going to the park, he told her. He held her hand and led her to the car. Mom helped them get their seatbelts on, and they were on their way. At the park, Aria liked following the ducks. Nathan threw sticks into the stream on one side of the bridge and watched the water carry them out on the other side. Can I have my egg now? Nathan asked. Mom's face froze with fear. Oh, no, she said. Your egg! She jumped up from the bench and picked up Aria. Nathan, I need you to run really fast. We left the egg on the stove and it could start a fire. We need to get home right away. Mom started running back toward the car. Nathan ran as fast as he could. As he ran, he thought about something he learned in primary. I can pray anywhere. I can pray anytime. Well, I guess I can pray even when I'm running, Nathan thought. He kept running, and inside his head he thought, Dear Heavenly Father, please bless our house to be safe. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. As soon as Nathan finished his prayer, he felt a warm feeling in his heart. He knew that it was the Holy Ghost letting him know everything would be all right. Mom, Nathan said. What? Mom slowed down a little. I just said a prayer in my heart, and I felt a really warm feeling. I think our house is going to be okay. Mom stopped running and smiled. Nathan, I am so glad you told me about your prayer. I feel much better now because the Holy Ghost always tells the truth. Mom took Nathan's hand and they walked to the car. When they got home, the pan still had bubbling water in it. It is a running prayer miracle, Mom said. Nathan smiled. His heart felt warm and full. He knew that Heavenly Father had answered his prayer. Mom, can I have my egg now? I think it's probably done. Mom and Nathan laughed. Sidebar. Many prayers are spoken while we are on our knees, but silent prayers of the heart also reach to heaven. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. The Lifeline of Prayer, Ensign, May 2002, page 60. End of sidebar. End of story, The Running Prayer.